as we've been hearing the tributes pouring in for the former Derry City striker, Mark Farran, who became the club's all-time leading goal scorer in the League of Ireland when he scored a hat-trick in an FAI Cup quarter-final win over Mirvieu United back in September 2012. Well, it was his final goals for the Candy Stripes, which put him on 113, one ahead of Liam Coyle, who is with me in studio now. Liam, desperately sad news. What are your thoughts this lunchtime?
Oh, it's the same as everybody, I think, Eric. I think we all knew. I heard a couple of weeks ago that Mark wasn't well. And, you know, and even when you know it's coming to an end, you're still shocked because, you know, he's so young and everything they love for, so more or less. So I think it's like everybody in Derry at the moment, just sad.
From one great striker to another, what did you admire most about him?
As a player, I think at that time with Stephen Kenny and Stephen Kenny's time, I think Mark Farran was the ultimate centre forward in Ireland. I think scored goals, he could pace, he was brave, you know, and you know he wasn't the most flair-like player. He played for the team, and Stephen Kenny spotted that from the off. He built his team around him, and not only did he score goals, he worked so hard. And he was, for any young player or any young centre forward, get videos out and watch the way Mark Farran played, because he was the typical modern centre forward.
He obviously tried to battle back from the illness on a couple of occasions, and I'm sure a big incentive was to beat your record, Liam, because he was always in touching distance of it, and footballers naturally don't like to see their records being broken. But I'm sure you won't begrudge this one going to Mark, even though he nipped you by a goal.
Not at all. Even at the time, we used to have a bit of a joke about it, the two of us at the time, Eric, you know, and I was just delighted. You know, my last game was against Van Herps in the Brandywell, and I scored in that match. Mark scored the first goal, and to see him the way he went on over the next 10 years was great for me personally, because watching a young player coming through, they see that hunger and desire to do well, and I was just delighted that it was somebody that spent a long time at the club that broke a record. As you say, you know, records are there to be broken, and players like they hold on them, but for somebody like they get it broke by somebody like Mark, absolutely, you know, no problems whatsoever.
And he achieved it before he was 30, which makes you wonder what the rest of the career could have held for him.
That's the thing about it, Eric. I think, you know, I think if Mark Farran had to play for another 5 or 6 years, I think he could have been talking nearly 200 goals, because he was a player. You know, he was just so unfortunate that the illness had him at that time, because he was just hitting his peak, you know, and I think he would have just smashed records left, right and centre playing with Derry City. I think he was, you know, a 20-goal-a-season man, and he would have been talking, look at Jason Byrne now still playing, trying to catch Brenton Bradley's record. I think Mark Farran wouldn't have been too far off that either.
And it's early yet, of course, Liam, but any thoughts on perhaps how the club or the city perhaps could remember him?
Well, at the minute, I'm sure everybody is just devastated, right? But, like, you know, when you're looking at memorials and things like that there, you know, the ground's being redeveloped now at the minute. You know, there's obviously going to be a new stand put up, and, you know, maybe the club and the Derry City Council can look at maybe, you know, renaming it after Mark, because I think it would be fitting. And I think the way the outpouring of grief has gone today in the city alone, I think most people would favour something like that there.